Please recite a Surat al-Fatiha for Sayyid Muhammad Hamid Jafari, son of Sayyid Murtaza Hassan Jafari, and Marhuma Mubin Fatima Jafari, daughter of Sayyid Muhammad Hamid Jafari. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات The Holy Prophet has said in this glorious hadith, although every hadith is equally glorious, that whoever exercises sincerity for the sake of Allah for 40 mornings, the fountains of wisdom burst from his soul and flow over his tongue. And tonight I would like to talk about the concept of ikhlas in Islam. And being the believers in the Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we don't have any option available other than becoming mukhlis towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just mukhlis but elevating our status to a further higher position that Quran mentions, which is mukhlas with the fatha, the zabar on the lam, because Satan has mentioned and Allah says in his holy Quran فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوَيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I swear to your dignity, I'm certainly going to mislead all of them. So it's a statement in the Holy Quran which is undeniable, and Satan is definitely going to mislead everyone. He's a sworn enemy against the humankind. Illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, except those of your servants who are mukhlas. So this makes it very clear that we, the humans, have no other choice in our life except to learn the concept of ikhlas and practice this concept. And when it comes to the concept of ikhlas, our urafa define the concept of ikhlas as removal of the khalq. The simplest possible definition of ikhlas in the eyes of urafa is that you just remove all the creatures aside. The creatures have nothing to do. You know, you have to believe that there is none existing in the real sense other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only Allah, how the philosopher say that كان الله ولم يكن معه شيء. Allah was there and there wasn't anything alongside with him. وَالْآنْ كَمَا كَانْ. And right now it's exactly the same situation. That means Allah is there and there is nobody out there other than Allah. So the existences of everything else around is entirely dependent in its totality, not only in their inception and creation, in their conception and creation, but also for their survival for every fraction of the second. Has it not been for the will of Allah and the irada of Allah to be there, nothing in the universe can survive for the fraction of the second. So as a matter of fact, it's true to say that it's only Allah who exists in the real sense. And this is what we learn in the eyes of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt when you turn to the dua of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, dua of Arafah. Where Mawla Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam says, Al-Ghayrika min al-Zuhuri ma laysa laka. Is there anyone other than you who has an existence, ma laysa laka, what you don't have, hatta yakuna huwa al-Mudhir laka. So that existence can be a mudhir, can make your existence clear. So basically what Imam is trying to say, there is no one available other than you. And look at the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. When he says that wallahi ma ra'aytu shay'an, ma ra'aytu shay'an illa wa ra'aytu Allah qablahu wa ba'dahu wa ma'ahu wa fihi. I haven't seen anything except that I have seen Allah before seeing that thing, and after seeing that thing, and along with that thing, and in that thing, which means that Amir al-Mu'mineen, as a matter of fact, did not see nobody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. And his entire focus of life was none but Allah. This is the peak of ikhlas. This is the peak of sincerity that has been displayed by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So our urafa define ikhlas in the simplest definition. A lot can be talked about. Obviously, there are darajat for every concept of Islamic morality. We have zuhud has darajat, taqwa has darajat, ma'rifat has darajat, wara' has darajat. Isn't it right? And iman has darajat. Every concept has levels. It's not just one standard, level which is applicable for everyone. It definitely has darajat. But the simplest definition for us to understand is to take all the creatures without exception on a side. And don't pay no attention to none of them. And you pay attention only to Allah as if nothing exists. Nothing is watching you other than Allah. How many people have that kind of ikhlas? How many people believe in that kind of situation? And the sidq, the concept of sidq, sachai, sadiq hona. In the Arabic language, for those of you who are familiar with Arabic grammar, sadiq is not the ismul fa'il, but is sifatun mushabbaha. Isn't it right? So in Arabic grammar, you cannot call somebody to be a sadiq, a truth teller, if he talks the truth for once or twice or five times or 10 times in his life, and for the 11th time, he ends up speaking a lie. In Arabic, we don't call him Sadiq. He may fall in the category of Alladhina Sadaqu, those who said the truth. But he's not Sadiq yet. Sadiq defines the Malakatun Nafsaniya, the inner constant charisma of the soul, which is found in your spirituality, will empower you to always say nothing but the truth. That kind of person is called Sadiq. And our Urafa defined the concept of Sidq as follows. Sidq means that you remove the self, self-removal. Remove yourself between from your existence and Allah. Don't pay no attention, no focus on your own self or your ita'at and obediences and ibadat and worships. So, ikhlas is defined as khalq, removal, removal of the creatures. And sidq is defined as self-removal. Don't pay attention to yourself or your ibadat and ita'at. Remove yourself aside. So all you see is Allah. Anyone who is like this is called Sadiq. So let us ask the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Prophet was talking to Imam Ali alayhi salam about ikhlas, look at what the Prophet said. And his statements are like a mark on the stone. And no power on earth can undo, isn't it right? Or invalidate what Rasulullah has said. Even the idol worshippers of Makkah used to bury their daughters alive, used to call the Holy Prophet as Sadiq and Amin. Even the mushrikeen used to call him Sadiq and Amin. Isn't it right? So now when Prophet talks about ikhlas to Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, he says, Ya Ali, lil mukhlisi salasu alamat. For a mukhlis person, there are three signs. Bughdul mal, he hates the money. Bughdud dunya, he hates the attachment with this temporary world. Bughdul ma'siya, he hates the sin. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Certainly he said the truth. This is how a Prophet defines ikhlas to Imam Ali alayhi salam. How many of people we frequently talk about each other? This brother is so mukhlis, he's so mukhlis, so sincere. Isn't it right? So the definition of ikhlas, the signs of ikhlas are what the Prophet have mentioned in his hadith. These are the signs that he has mentioned. Bughdul mal, person has to hate the money, not worship the money, not run after the money. Money is supposed to run after you. You're not supposed to run after the money. And even if you run after the money, you're not going to make a single penny more than what is destined. It's a matter of understanding, isn't it right? And even if you run after it, you cannot make more. Isn't it right? Then the Prophet said to Abu Dharr, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his wasaya, in his nasihats and advices to Abu Dharr, قَدْ جَرَ الْقَلَمْ بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The pen has moved about all, about what is going to happen till the day of judgment. That means the divine pen has already moved and written on the divine slate every single event that is going to happen till the day of judgment. And our Urafa say, قَدْ جَفَّ الْقَلَمْ بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That means the pen, the ink of the divine plan has dried up. So nothing new can further be written on the divine slate. So don't waste your times, because we cannot change the divine destiny. Isn't it right? So we're not supposed to run after this money. And bughdud dunya, but dunya is not bad. Allah is the one who created dunya, isn't it right? We are not like one of those sects of Islam who believe that Allah is the creator of shar, khaliq al-shar. We don't believe that in the Isna Ashari Islam of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We believe Allah is the fa'ilul khair only. He is the one who performs khair and goodness. Isn't it right? So everything that Allah created is khair. Dunya is also khair. There's nothing wrong about the dunya. What is haram is not the dunya. What is haram is having the love affair and attachment with its temporary belongings. Hubbul mal, isn't it right? Hubbul jah. Some people have a love affair with positions. They can only work when they get some position, isn't it right? Some people have, hubbul shahawat, love of the lusts. Some people have hubbul naum,
love of sleeping, various reasons why the humans commit the sin. Some people have hubbur raha,
love of comforts, isn't it right? So all these various types of attachments that we acquire in our life, attachments to the temporary world, we need to hate those attachments and not ending up getting attached to any of those attachments belonging to this temporary world. If we are like that, then we have the sign of ikhlas fulfilled. Because Prophet has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that a mukhlis person is one who hates dunya.
Bughdul mal, bughdul dunya. You cannot reinvent the wheel. Isn't it right? We are not Yahud and Nasara to change the teachings of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt for the sake of our interests and desires. Just because I don't like it. Who cares about what people like or dislike? Teachings of Ahlul Bayt are not left up to the people to like or dislike. We are not Yahud and Nasara, alhamdulillah. We are the Shias of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We don't do the tahrif of the books, isn't it right? We don't give in to the pressures of the upper elite, rich class of the society.
We don't care about what they say. Isn't it right? That's why our religion survived. Because in our side, there had been and there are still scholars who were pious, who were resisting on the ma'roof and munkar and the do's and do nots of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter who says what. Because they care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They care about Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. That's why the religion survived.
So we find if you stick to the concepts of Allah, if you stick to the values of Allah, if you stick to the concept of ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists and supports. Just like he assisted Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam wa tilka hujjatuna. Quran says, Atainaha Ibrahim. That was our hujjat that we gave to Ibrahim. So now that the hujjat and evidence is given, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is ready to do the debate with Namrud, the Tahut of his time. Isn't it right? So he says to Namrud that my Lord is the one who yuhyi wa yumeet. He gives life and he gives death. Namrud was such a silly person, he could not understand the actual meaning, the real meaning, what he said to deceive the masses in present in his court. There are always bunch of silly people present in front of all those tawaghits, isn't it right, throughout the history. You know, tawaghits can never fulfill their agenda without somebody, some people, bunch of people supporting them, isn't it right? And they're all part of the crime, and they're all, then the hadith says, all the assistants of Zulm will be packed in a case, in a sunduq, in a steel case. And Allah will bring the zalim and the supporters together in one sunduq and steel case and throw them locked up in the hellfire together. Thank you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah, alhamdulillah, over his justice. So we find that Namrud, what he did is that he called two people. One was ordered to be executed, and he set him free. The other guy who was innocent, he killed him. So he said to the people, those who were supporting, those who were surrounding him in his court, in his darbar, they say, I also gave life and gave death. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam thought that those people who were standing there present in front of him doesn't get deceived with this kind of silly argument.
He failed to realize that ihya, giving life, means insha'ul hayat, means creating the life from non-existence, from Adam into wujud, from non-existence into existence. So now Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Rabbuna, Rabbuna ladhi, fa inna rabbi ya'ti bishamse minal mashriqi fa'ti biha minal maghrib.
My Lord, he brings the sun from the east, so you bring it from the west. فَبُّهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. Now the kafir person got in surprise. He was answerless. He couldn't do nothing about it.
So this is how we find that, you know, these people have been trying. They have been trying. Now, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam wants to show
And he says, the ayat of Quran says, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mauta. Oh my Lord, show me how you make the dead alive. Now we have various tafaseer from our mufassirin about that. And some mufassirin say, the reason why Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking this question to Allah is because Jibreel has already told him that, you know, you are about to become Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, the only messenger of God, the second most superior messenger of Allah, the only one who was appointed to be the Khalil and friend of Allah. It's a very high status. So you are the only one who will be made the Khalil. You are about to be made the Khalil. So Hazrat Ibrahim said, when would that happen? And Jibreel said, when Allah makes the dead alive through your dua. So this is the reason why Prophet Ibrahim prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to this tafsir, that Rabbi arini, O my Lord, show me, kayfa tuhyil mauta, how do you make the dead alive? And the other tafsir says that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, actually, please say salawat. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam actually had the ilmul yaqeen. He had the ilmul yaqeen about that, but he did not have the aynul yaqeen. And that's the reason he's asking that dua in the Holy Quran. Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mauta. Yaqeen has been divided, you know, into three types. Ilmul yaqeen and aynul yaqeen and haqqul yaqeen. And the example that our scholars usually furnish to make the concept clear is that if you are sitting in your house, somebody rushes two adil witnesses, obviously two adil witnesses are hujjat in Islam, or at least one khabar al-siqa, you know, one authentic person who is reliable, authentic, you can trust on his news as well. So unfortunately, in our communities, generally speaking, we can just trust anybody, isn't it right? Anybody can come and sit on the mimbar and say whatever he wishes to say, and we are ready to trust this in the name of Islam. Isn't it right? So for everything in our society, there's a merit. You know, you are a physician, you are a IT professional, you are whatever. You go to seek a job, they ask, they find about your qualification, your merit. Isn't it right? Your job experience. The only thing for which we never ask about, some of our academically qualified people, you know, never ask about the qualification of the person whom they are inviting to sit on the mimbar, is our ruhaniyat and mimbar. That's the only thing which is the biggest mazloom. So we can allow just anybody, jisko dil chahe apne chathare ke liye bula ke, member Hussain itna mazloom hai, jise ji chahe la ke bitha de, koi poochne ki zarurat nahi hai. Har cheez mein tahqeeq ho rahi hai. We go to a workplace, we work very professionally, isn't it right? But when it comes to member, we can just invite nobody who has zero knowledge and experience from any authenticated Hausa learning system, but if we can still invite him for sake of a chathara. Isn't it right? Then people come up and say, we never heard that. We never heard this in Islam. Well, how many scholars did you invite that you didn't hear? So this is what is backfiring our own community. So we find in Islamic Sharia, obviously, two adil witnesses are hujjat, or at least one news of an authentic person. So if you get a news from one authentic person, at least that there's a fire in your neighborhood. So if you end up having yaqeen in this news, this is called ilmul yaqeen. Now, if you step out of your own house, you go outside and you see with your own eyes. Now you become the eyewitness. You see with your own eyes the smoke coming out of the house and next door neighbor and the fire flames. You see it with your own eyes. This is called aynul yaqeen. Because now you are not only having the information from far away, but you are witnessing and seeing the reality with your own eyes. And then haqqul yaqeen means that not only you see it with your eyes, but you step into that reality yourself. So you are in that reality. This is called haqqul yaqeen. In the case of the fire, if you step into the fire, or whatever be the example, if you step into that reality, that's where we call it, you have haqqul yaqeen about the reality. Now look at what Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam says. Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لو كشف الغطاء مزددت يقينا. If the curtain is removed, I will not increase in the yaqeen. This is the level of Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam. Whether there are curtains or there are no curtains, he always has the highest level of yaqeen about all the existences.
Because he sees all the haqqaiq 24/7, 365. Isn't it right? He sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So this is the reality of Imam Ali alayhi salam's azamat and greatness. So we find
that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the second tafsir, he did not have the aynul yaqeen. He just had the ilmul yaqeen only.
So he's asking Allah, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mawta. Oh my Lord, show me how you would make the dead alive. So, awalam tu'min, don't you have iman? And he says, bala walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Yes, but I want my heart to become mutma'in. So he wants to transfer from ilmul yaqeen towards aynul yaqeen. So this is the status of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And now we find Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam has been shown the reality. Kadhalika, Quran says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ.
And that's how we show Ibrahim the malakut, means the batin, the hidden reality of the heavens and earth.
Earth and heaven have hidden realities. Isn't it right?
We can only see the zahir, the apparent. We don't see the batin with these eyes. My teacher was saying, the sentences of our Urafa seem to be very simple, but they have a lot of meaningfulness and ma'naviyat. And even their simple sentences are worth it. Those seconds or moments that you spend in the lessons of the scholars are probably one of the most precious times of your life. So my teacher,
Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafidhahullah, was saying that the people of this dunya, they say, open up your eyes so you can see. Obviously, how can you see until you open up your eyes? Isn't that right? So people of this dunya say, open up your eyes so you can see.
But ahle batin, those who belong to the hidden realities, they say, shut your eyes so you can see. Because you have to close your eyes from a lot of things that Allah did not allow to see. Until you shut your eyes from a lot of things that Allah did not allow you to see, your inner vision of the soul will never be empowered to see the batin and realities.
So people of dunya say, open up your eyes to see, whereas the urafa say, shut your eyes too, so that you can see. This is the difference. So we find that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَكَذَلِكَ نُورِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
That's how we show Ibrahim the batin, the hidden reality of the heavens and earth. وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُقِنِينَ. So he becomes one of those who have yaqeen. Now Hazrat Ibrahim looks towards the arsh.
Now Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam looks towards the arsh. All the curtains are now removed. He's looking towards the arsh.
And he saw a noor next to the arsh. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose noor is that? And Allah told him, this is the noor of my chosen one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Noor of the Holy Prophet. How shiny, how illuminous it was. Isn't it right? And then he asked,
I see another second noor next to that. Whose noor is that? How illuminous was that noor as well that he saw? Allah told him, this is the brother and the wasi of the Prophet Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
In other words, his noor was there next to the Holy Prophet. And then he said, I'd see a third noor next to those two.
And Allah said, this is the noor of Fatima, the daughter of Holy Prophet, who is next to her father and her husband.
How much Nuraniyat is there? How much Nuraniyat is there for these Anwar? Isn't it right? Why not the Nuraniyat? Because innama futimat innama summiyat fatimatu fatimata li anna al khalqa futimu an kunhi ma'rifatiha. The hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the reason why Fatima was named Fatima because the creatures are unable to understand the in-depth understanding and ma'rifat of her personality. There is no creature who can understand the greatness and azamat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Fatima in Arabic means to separate. Fatima, yani juda karne wali, the separator. Because she separates. لأنها فطمت. Another hadith says, لأنها فطمت شيعتها من النار. Because she separated her true followers from the hell. That's why she is called Fatima. How much Nuraniyat is there? How much Nuraniyat? Salman Farsi knocks at the door because he met a miskeen person. Salman Farsi was himself a destitute, poor person. Isn't it right? All the followers of all the prophets were poor. Isn't it right? And all the followers of all the imams were poor, including Hazrat Khadija, who made a lot of money, which is not a haram in Islam to make a lot of money, but her personal lifestyle was like a poor, simple person. So the law did not break. So all the followers of all the prophets and imams were poor in their personal lives, regardless of how much money they made. Imam Ali himself made a lot of money because Imam Sadiq says, "A'taqa alfa mamlukin min kadd yadihi." Imam Ali set free 1,000 slaves from his own earning. Now my question to you, what was the price of a slave? Not one dirham or two dirhams or one dinar or two dinars. Obviously in hundreds and sometimes thousands. So 1,000 slaves were set free, and you multiply it with the price, you can find out how much money did Imam Ali make. But his personal lifestyle did not improve. It was the simplest of the simplest lifestyles. Isn't it right? So even Imam Ali made a lot of money, but how much did he spend on himself? That's the point to understand. So Salman Farsi is no different. He is Minna Ahl al-Bayt. He meets a miskeen and destitute. He didn't have money to help him. He thought to himself, let me knock the door of Fatima alayhi salam. That's the best place to go for the help. He knocks the door. And Fatima alayhi salam replies back, Ya Salman, inna lana salasan ma ta'imna. It's 3 days that we haven't eaten food. Inna al-Hasana wal-Husayn. You know, Hasan and Husayn were mustarib. They were so anxious. Obviously, you can understand, you know, when the kids are hungry, how would they be? And they have slept. That means very recently they just slept, in other words, because they had nothing to eat. So, but she says, وَلَكِنْ لَا أَرُدُّ الْخَيْرِ إِذَا نَزَلَ الْخَيْرُ بِبَابِي إِذَا نَزَلَ الْخَيْرُ بَابِي. But I'm not good. Look at the reason why Fatima alayhi salam had that nuraniyat. One of the long list of reasons. She says, but I'm not going to reject the khair and goodness when it comes to my door. So she doesn't have the money, nor does she have the food, but she's still not ready to reject the khair. Now what does she do? She gives her cloth to Salman. So he takes the cloth of Hazrat Zahra, the chadar of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha, takes it to Shamun, the rich Jewish guy in Medina, and borrows some money in lieu of that chadar. And he purchases some dates, and before he gives the dates to that poor guy, he thinks to himself, Fatima just said to me, Hasan and Hussein slept without the food. And this, all these dates belong to her, because it's her money. I gave her chadar and borrowed the money, isn't it right? So why don't I just knock the door once again and give some dates to her so she can feed Hasan and Hussein? And Salman Farsi knocks the door again. And look at the response of this greatest lady of humanity. She says to Salman, Hada shay'un ambaynahu lillah. This is something we have signed off for the sake of Allah. Lasna na'khudhu minhu shay'an. We are not going to take nothing from that. Please say salawat.
This is the Nuraniyat of Hazrat Zahra. If a sinner like me would be there, we would be ready to make 1001 excuses.
Jaan bachana to wajib hai na maulana Islam mein. Islam mein Allah hi ne to kaha hai ke jaan bachao. 50 taweelein taiyar ki ja sakti hain apni baat ko justify karne ke liye. Magar kya nuraniyat hai ahle bait ki ke raah e khuda mein jo de diya wo usko ek zarra bhi wapas lene ke liye taiyar nahi hai. क्या शान है उनकी नूरानियत की ये समझने की जरूरत है our youth need to understand the reasons why we love Ahlul Bayt and we talk about them so highly it's not emotional there's no room for emotions in Islam if you are doing things out of emotions that's not Islamic practice and culture in Islam we do things based on logical and concrete evidences so we find that How much nur was there? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is shown the malakutu samawate wal ardh. Wa kadhalika nuri Ibrahima malakutu samawate. Batin, the hidden reality of heavens and earth. So, now he sees the third nur of Hazrat Fatima and he is introduced to that nur. And then he says, I see two other nur next to them. And Allah says, these are the nur of Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam.
Now, Hazrat Ibrahim says, I see the nine anwar, nine noors surrounding them. Allah says, these are the nine imams from their lineage. Please say salawat. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, I see so many of the anwar, so many of the noors around them.
So what are those nur? And Allah replies back, these are the followers, the Shias of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in other words. And then Hazrat Ibrahim asks Allah, how can we recognize the Shia?
And that's where Allah says that they pray 51 rakats of prayers. Look at how Allah is mentioning the alaim, the signs of a Shia of Ali. A Shia of Ali, according to Allah, is the one who prays 51 rakats of prayers. Yahan baaze logon ko namaz padhne ka time hi nahi hai. Theek hai na? Panchon waqt ki namazein ek wuzu se ada ho rahi hain. Fajr ki to padhni nahi hai. Zuhr ki namaz qaza kar di hai job ke upar. Theek hai na? Uske baad maghrib ki wuzu se panchon waqt ki namazein ada ho rahi hain. I know people who work for Jewish bosses, isn't it right? And they have said from day one, see, I am a Muslim, I need to pray. And they allow you, nobody can stop you. It's a matter of importance, how much importance we hold for our values. It's about importance. Inna Allah yunzilu al-abd haythu anzalahu al-abd min nafsihi.
Allah bande ko wohi rutba aur manzilat diya karta hai, jo rutba aur manzilat banda Allah ke liye rakhta hai. आपकी निगाह में अल्लाह की कितनी अहमियत है उतनी ही अहमियत अल्लाह आपको देगा
तो पहली अलामत जो अल्लाह ने बयान की जनाब इब्राहिम के सामने शिया अली की 51 रकअत्स ऑफ प्रेयर्स वल जहरु बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम दैट मींस ही रिसाइट्स बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम लाउडली इवन इफ यू आर रीडिंग एन इखफाती प्रेयर्स लाइक ज़ुहर एंड असर वेयर फर्स्ट टू रकअत्स इन You know, we read Fatiha in the next surah with this whisper style of talk. We still read the Bismillah in a loud voice, which is mustahab. That's the sign of our Islam of Ahlul Bayt. No other Muslim reads Bismillah with a loud voice. It's the sign of the followers of Ahlul Bayt only. And the next is that they perform the Qunut before going to the Ruku. And attakhattum bil yameen, wearing the ring in the right hand.
I'm not mentioning necessarily in the same sequence, but these are the five. And performing the sajdatu shukr at the end of the prayers.
These are the five signs for the Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ab hamari yahan to ye na ke nusairi ki tarif pe tarif hue chale ja rahi hai majlis se pehle. Maine kaha baaz logon se कि हम तो शिया अली है ना शिया अली कहते हैं कि जो मौला अली के नक्शे कदम पे चले शायआ युशायउ अरबी में कहते हैं कि पांव के निशान के ऊपर पांव रख के चलना यानी यू आर फॉलोइंग द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ इमाम अली अलैहि सलाम दिस व्हाट शिया इज ऑल अबाउट इज इट राइट आवर हुब एंड बुग्स आवर लव एंड हेट
has to be adjusted according to the hub and bughz and love and hate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Isn't it right? So jis shakhs ke upar Maula Ali ne apni zulfiqar chalai, hum usko bade acche pehrai mein pesh kar rahe hain. Maula ne bila wajah zulfiqar chala di, nauzu billah. Maula koi kaam bila wajah kya karte the? Nauzu billah. Bagair hikmat ke karte the, bagair sabab ke karte the. Wo kya sabab tha jo zulfiqar chalai? Iska matlab humne to sabab ko ignore kar diya na. اس سبب کو تو اگنور کر دیا نا. اور ہمارا عقیدہ جس پہ مولا کی ذوالفقار چل گئی وہ تو جنت کی خوشبو بھی نہیں سونگ سکتا, سیدھا جہنم میں جائے گا. یہ مولا کی ذوالفقار ہے, یہ عام تلوار نہیں ہے. 70 نسلوں تک میرے مولا دیکھا کرتے تھے. اگر کوئی مومن مسلمان پیدا ہونے والا ہے تو آپ وار نہیں کرتے تھے. سلوات پڑھیے محمد والا. یہ مولا کی تلوار ہے, یہ کوئی معمولی تلوار نہیں ہے. جس پہ مولا کی ذوالفقار چل گئی وہ سیدھا جہنم میں جاتا ہے. ٹھیک ہے نا؟ کوئی کہہ سکتا شیعہ نہیں وہ تو بحث میں چلا جائے گا, مولا کی تلوار لگنے کے بعد بھی بحث میں جائے گا. کوئی کہہ یہ گستاخی کر سکے مولا کی شان میں؟ اب جس پہ مولا تو اپنی تلوار چلا رہے ہیں, ان کی پالیسی, ان کا سٹینس, تو ان کا موقف تو یہ ہے, ہم تو اس کو بڑے اچھے پیرائے میں پیش کر رہے ہیں. بعض لوگ تو پڑھ رہے ہیں شعر میں کہ نہیں ہے, ہم باقی شیعوں میں تو جرت کردار نہیں ہے, جرت گفتار نہیں ہے. اس میں تو جرت ہے کہ وہ بیان کر رہا ہے, ہم میں باقی لوگ میں, یعنی آپ تو پوری شیعہ قوم کی توہین کر رہے ہیں. ملاحظہ فرمایا آپ نے کہ کیا ہو رہا ہے بھائی؟ مولا کے حب و بغض کے مطابق کردار کو ایڈجسٹ کرنے کا نام شیعہ ہے. یو کین ناٹ ری انوینٹ دا ویل. مولا کی پالیسی کو چھوڑ کے کوئی شیعہ باقی نہیں بچ سکتا. تو لہٰذا مجلس حسین میں آنے کا مقصد یہ ہے کہ اہل بیت کے نور کو ہم کسب کریں تاکہ ہم بھی نورانی بن سکیں. صلوات پڑھیے محمد علی. لہٰذا میں عرض کر رہا تھا کہ دیز فائیو سائنز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ٹولڈ پروفٹ ابراہیم, دی سائنز آف دی شیعہ آف امام علی علیہ السلام. وین حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام لرنڈ آل دیٹ, that's where he requests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include him in one of the shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the ayat of Quran says, wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim. And one of the tafaseer, among the several aqwal and statements available in Mufassireen, one of the tafsir of that ayat says that this belongs to the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam is certainly a shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He's the Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim. Kya azmat hai Maula Ali ki? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam Maula Ali ke shiyon mein hain. Kya azmat hai mere Maula ki? Lehaza, what I was saying to you, please say salawat. Our scholars say we will always continue to be mahboob of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless, as long as we keep away from the zulm in our character, as long as we abstain from the zulm in our character, we will continue to be mahboob in the eyes of Allah, beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it right? Shia of Imam Ali al-Islam are mahboob. They are all beloved in the eyes of Allah. And we will continue to be mahboob and beloved as long as we keep away from the zulm. Isn't it right? So zulm is defined into three categories in the Holy Quran. Either the zulm towards Allah, which is shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azeem. Quran says certainly shirk is a great zulm. And the second zulm is doing zulm towards our own self. Our own self. When we do the sins, we are actually harming our own self. We cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are harming our own souls and spiritualities. Whether we harm in the name of freedom, or democracy, or women's rights, human rights, the label is not important. You know, whatever label you may assign to deceive your dhamir and conscience. But at the end of the day, if you're violating the law of the Creator, then you are violating the law of the Creator. That's it. So, violating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the second category of zulm on ourselves. And zulm towards others. Hukukun nas. بیوی بچوں پہ ظلم کر رہے ہیں, مال موجود ہے اللہ کی طرف سے مگر خرچ کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہے, بیوی بچوں کو تڑپا کے رکھا ہوا ہے, یا زبان درازی کر رہے ہیں, بعض لوگوں کو زبان پہ کوئی کنٹرول نہیں ہے, بد کلامی کی عادت پڑ گئی ہے, بد کلامی کی عادت پڑ گئی, جسے ہمارے علم اخلاق میں کیا کہا جاتا ہے, بد کلام انسان کو علم اخلاق میں کتے سے سگ سے تعبیر کیا جاتا ہے. بہت بڑے عارف تھے ہمارے, ایک کسی شخص کا جنازہ جا رہا تھا, وہ بھی شرکت کرنا شروع کر, ثواب ہے اسلام میں تشییع جنازہ میں, وی نیڈ ٹو ٹیک ٹائم آؤٹ فرام آور بزی اسکیڈولز, اٹ از رائٹ ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ ان دا جنازہ آف آور فیلو مومنین, ایز سون ایز یو گیٹ دا نیوز دیٹ سم مومن پاسڈ اوے, اٹس ا لاٹ آف ثواب ٹو ڈو دیٹ. So this RF also joined the tashiyul janaza, the funeral procession, and all of a sudden he made a U-turn and came back.
And after a while somebody came to him and said, what happened? Why did you come back in the middle?
He said, well, yeah, when I moved forward, I saw the janaza, the corpse, the, you know, which was carried, the coffin that they were carrying, and I saw inside the cap in the coffin, instead of a human being, there was a thick, fat dog lying in the coffin. So I said to myself, there is no benefit for me to participate in the funeral of a dog. So I just made a U-turn and came back. More productive things to do in our life. Isn't it right? Bad kalam, bad zaban, bad tamiz insaan ko ilm-e-akhlaq mein kutte se tashbih di jati hai. Zaban daraz, jaise zaban pe koi control nahi hai. Peygamber Akram ne kya farmaya tha? Man khafa an-naasu lisanahu fahuwa min sharri an-naas. جس کی زبان سے لوگ ڈرتے ہوں وہ بدترین انسان ہے, بدترین انسان وہ جس کی زبان سے لوگ ڈرا کرتے ہوں.
سو وی فائنڈ دیٹ دس از دا سچویشن. سو ناؤ وی فائنڈ دیٹ حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام has been shown the malakut. So we continue to be a Shia and a mahboob in the eyes of Allah, what I was saying to you, as long as we abstain from the zulm. And Quran says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. As soon as we do the zulm, Quran is clear about the policy of Allah. And Allah does not love the ظالمين. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Another verse of Holy Quran says, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. So Allah is sending His la'nat and curse on the ظالمين. As soon as we do the zulm, we become mal'oon. We are part of the la'nat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah sends the la'nat, Rasulullah also sends the la'nat. When Rasulullah sends the la'nat, Ahlul Bayt also are the madhar of the mashiyat and irada of Allah. Ahlul Bayt also send the la'nat. The malaika of Allah also send the la'nat. And all the siddiqeen and salihin also send the la'nat. Now you imagine the magnitude of the harm that a person is inflicting on himself in the name of freedom or whatever. Isn't it right? And then Allah says, another example of zulm mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever violates the hudud and limits and bounds of Allah has done zulm on himself. Allah ke awamir aur nawahi, do's and do nots ki mukhalifat karna. اللہ نے تو یہ کہا ہے مگر مجھے تو اپنے جاب پہ باس کو خوش کرنا ہے, فرمایا آپ نے, تو لہذا میں تو وہی بزنس ایز یوزول کرتا چلا جاؤں گا. 50 حرام کام اگر میرے کردار میں ہیں تو محرم آ گیا, سفر آ گیا, ابھی عبداللہ الحسین کی مجلسیں بھی سن لیں, وہی 50 کام مجلس سننے کے بعد بھی کر رہا ہوں جو ان سے پہلے بھی کر رہا تھا, کردار میں کوئی فرق ہی نہیں آیا. گدھے کے اوپر دیکھتے ہیں نا آپ, آپ کتابیں لاد دیں فلسفے کی, تفسیر کی, عرفان کی, تفسیر میزان لاد دیں, اس کی تو صحت پہ کوئی فرق پڑنے والا نہیں ہے, اسے کیا مل گیا اپنے بوجھ سے. بعض لوگ ایسے ہی نا, یحملو اسفارا, جیسے اس کے کمر پہ بوجھ لاد دیا گیا ہے. لاکھ سیکھ لیں, مدرسے اٹینڈ کر لیں, مگر علم و کردار میں کوئی تبدیلی نہیں آتی. بعض لوگ تو آتے ہی نہیں اس نیت سے, وہ تو اپنے چٹخارے کے لیے آ رہے ہیں نا, ان کو تو رسم و رواج کرنا, رسم و رواج میں کوئی ثواب نہیں ہے. مجلس حسین ابن علی اللہ کی عظیم ترین عبادتوں میں سے ہے, یہ رسم و رواج نہیں ہے, یہ اللہ کی خاطر انجام دی جا رہی عبادت ہے, اسی لیے اس میں ثواب ہے. صلوات پڑھیے مولانا. میں ایسے کر کے ہاتھ ہلاؤں اور روز قیامت اللہ سے کہوں خدایا تو مجھے ثواب دے, اللہ نہیں مجھ سے کہہ سکتا کہ did I ask you to move the hand,
Who in the world asked you to move the hand?
जो काम मैं अपनी तरफ से करना चाह रहा हूं अपनी मनमानी के जरिए से वो तो इबादत नहीं कहलाता है ना. इबादत तो वो जो अल्लाह ने हुक्म दिया है उसको मैं कुर्बतन लिल्लाह अंजाम दूं तो वो इबादत है. जो मैं अपनी तरफ से डिसाइड करके करना शुरू कर दूं, अपने रजमाई नानी अम्मा करती चली आ रही थी. विद ड्यू रिस्पेक्ट टू नानी अम्मा, बट शी इज नॉट द नबी एंड इमाम, इजंट इट राइट, और अ हुज्जत ऑफ अल्लाह. शी मे बी राइट, शी मे बी रॉन्ग, इजंट इट राइट.
इन हौजा दे से नहनु अबनाउद दलील. We are the children of evidence. If you furnish an evidence for something, we're going to accept it. We'll buy it. If you don't have an evidence from Quran and teachings of Ahlul Bayt, we won't accept it.
Because Quran and Ahlul Bayt is what the Prophet left behind. Inni tarikun fikum as-saqalain kitabullahi wa itrati ahla bayti salawat.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The one who doesn't do the tawbah, they are the ones who are zalim. Another category of zulm mentioned in the Quran is the one who does a sin, but after the sin, he doesn't do the tawbah. This person is also zalim. And obviously, Quran also says that وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever does not issue the hukum according to what Allah has revealed, that means all the sharia, all the rulings, all the ahkam and teachings of Allah that has been revealed on the qalb of Rasulullah. If anyone issues a hukum or verdict in any matter of life, if we issue a verdict in any matter of life other than the ahkam that were revealed on the qalb of Rasulullah, then we are zalim. That's why in the Shiite Islam, qazawat can only be done by a mujtahid. If two people come to you, that brother, please make a decision among ourselves. Who gave you the license to make a decision? In the Shariat of Imam Sadiq al-Islam, the qazi has to be a mujtahid. Are you a mujtahid? Or you are a wakil of a mujtahid? Did a mujtahid appoint you? Who gave you the license to give a verdict in any conflict? We have system, we have a sharia, we have a rule in place already. A pre-existing hukum from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The qazawat can be done by a mujtahid or the wakil. So, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And then Allah also says, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. And my speech is coming to the end very soon. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. There was a guy in the time of Yahya al-Barmaki, and this person used to carve the pens. In old days, they used to carve pens of wood, wooden pens. He used to carve very nice wooden pens. Yahya al-Barmaki is the ruler. He learned about this person. He called him in his darbar, in his court, and asked him to carve 3 pens for him. This person carved 3 pens and gave it to Yahya al-Barmaki, the ruler. And after giving the pens, he is now exiting from the door of the darbar, the court. As he was about to exit, he returns back, goes straight to Yahya al-Barmaki, grabs those 3 pens that he has carved, and breaks the pens, and then walks away. Yahya al-Barmaki said, "What happened?" He said, "When I was exiting your darbar, your court, as if someone recited into my mind this ayat of Holy Quran, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. Gather the ones who did the zulm and their assistants and counterparts. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. And what they used to worship. All those people who did the zulm and all those who assisted them, gather them together. As if somebody recited that ayat in my mind. So I thought tomorrow if you write something with my pen that I made for you, and on the day of judgment I become mahshur, I become resurrected along with you, the zalim, because you wrote something of zulm with this pen. I don't want to get resurrected with you on the day of judgment." Isn't it right? Kitni taghuton ki chaplosiyan ho rahi hain, taghuton ki kaam ho rahe hain. कितने मैं तो आजकल लोगों से मोमिनीन से उनकी नौकरी पूछना छोड़ दी है. हकीकत है, अमर आपकी खिदमत में अर्ज कर रहा हूँ. आखिर मैंने पूछना छोड़ दिया कि मेरे ऊपर कोई वाजिब नहीं है कि मैं लोगों की ज़ाती ज़िंदगी के अंदर तहकीक और खोज लगाऊँ. इस्लाम ने ये वाजिब नहीं किया.
क्योंकि अगर मेरे सामने बयान किया है फिर तो मैं खामोश रहने वाला नहीं हूं। अमर बिन मारू ने मुनकर तो किया जाएगा, फिर चाहे अच्छा लगे या चेहरे का रंग उतर जाए। कितने हराम हो रहे हैं, कितने हराम हो रहे हैं, तरह तरह के हराम हो रहे हैं, और उसका असर नजर भी आ रहा है ना बच्चों में, क्योंकि मौला इमाम सादिक की हदीस तो नाउज़ु बिल्ला झूठी नहीं हो सकती ना, कस्बुल हराम यबीनु फिज़ ज़ुर्रिया, हराम की कमाई नस्ल में जाहिर होगी। मौला का फरमान है, झूठा नहीं हो सकता। कायनात में कोई पैदा नहीं हुआ जो मौला के कलाम को झूठा साबित कर दे। नजर आ रहा है बच्चों को लाख हक सिखाया जाए, बाजे बच्चे वो सुन के नहीं दे रहे, क्योंकि पेट में इतना हराम गया हुआ है, माँ बाप ने हराम खिलाया हुआ है, हराम की नौकरियां कर करके खिलाया हुआ है, तो कहां से असर हो जाएगा। इस्लामी तालीमात तो नूर है, नूरानियत तहारत कल्ब चाहिए नूर के वारिद होने के लिए। लिहाजा मैं आपकी खिदमत में अर्ज कर रहा था कि ओहशुरुल्लज़ीना ज़लमू व अज़वाजहुम, हर किस्म के जोर से हमें, जुल्म से हमें दूर रहना है। अगर हमने जालिम की मदद की, एक पेपर क्लिप भी आपने उठा के जालिम की मेज पे रख दिया, तो ये इमाम सादिक अलैहिस्सलाम की शरीयत के मुताबिक काफी है कि ये शख्स उस जालिम के हमराह मशहूर हो। हम यहूद व नसारा नहीं है कि इमाम की शरीयत को तब्दील करें क्योंकि मुझे अच्छी नहीं लग रही। अच्छी लगे या ना लगे, लोगों के अच्छे लगने के मोहताज नहीं है रसूल की शरीयत, जैसी है क़यामत तक वैसी रहेगी। यहूद व नसारा नहीं है कि हम बदल डालें, जिसको मानना है माने, नहीं मानना उसकी मर्जी, शरीयत नहीं बदलेगी लोगों की खातिर। अपने को बदलना पड़ेगा अगर हमारे अंदर संजीदगी पाई जाती है रूहानियत के सिलसिले में, अहले बैत की मोहब्बत पाई जाती है, तो हमें अपने को बदलना पड़ेगा, तागूतों की चापलूसियां छोड़नी पड़ेंगी। लिहाजा मैं आपकी खिदमत में अर्ज़ कर रहा था कि इमाम सादिक अलैहिस्सलाम ने क्या फरमाया था कि कज़बा मन दा मोहब्बतना, झूठ बोल रहा है मन दा, जो दावा करता है मोहब्बतना, हमारी मोहब्बत का, वलम यतबर्रा मिन अदुवेना, और हमारे दुश्मन से बरात नहीं कर रहा, हमारे दुश्मन से दूरी इख्तियार नहीं कर रहा, और ये दावा कर रहा है कि मैं मोहब्बत करता हूं, झूठ बोल रहा है। कज़बा, कज़बा का लफ्ज इस्तेमाल फरमाया, कज़बा मन इद्दा मोहब्बतना वलम यतबर्रा मिन अदुवेना। अब कल के यजीदों से तो हमारे यहां बड़ी कसरत से हो रहा है, विच इज गुड, मगर आज के यजीदों के बारे में माउथ इज ज़िप्ड अप, खामोश बैठे हुए, बिल्कुल साइलेंट, जैसे गोया इमाम जमाना तो है ही नहीं, मौजूद ही नहीं है, देख ही नहीं रहे हमारे अमाल को, फकत कल के यजीदों को बुरा कहेंगे, और आज मौला साहेब उस जमान के दुश्मनों के बारे में खामोश, बोलती बंद। आपने इस्लाम ऑफ कन्वीनियंस, जैसे मैं कहता हूं ये इस्लाम ऑफ कन्वीनियंस है तो बाजे लोग फॉलो कर रहे हैं, ये इस्लाम ऑफ अहले बैत नहीं है। इस्लाम अहले बैत होता तो जमाने के इमाम के दुश्मन से बरात कर रहे होते, चुप ना बैठे होते। यही तो काम किया ना कूफे वालों ने, हम भी शियाए अली हैं, हुसैन के दुश्मन से बरात नहीं कर रहे, हुसैन के दुश्मन से बरात नहीं कर रहे। इब्न ज़ियाद और यजीद दो दुश्मन हुसैन है, हुसैन के जमाने के जो तवागीत हैं उनसे बरात करने के लिए तैयार नहीं कूफे वाले, दावा कर रहे हैं कि हम शियाए अली हैं। तो शियाए अली होने का अगर दावा सच्चा है तो हुसैन इब्न अली भी तो अहले बैत में से, फिर हुसैन के जमाने के ताहूत यजीद और इब्न ज़ियाद से बरात क्यों नहीं कर रहे, उसके जुल्म के ऊपर चा खामोश होके बैठे हुए हैं। जब हबीब इब्न मज़ाहिर आ सकते हैं मौला की मदद के लिए, तो बाकी 18,000 भी तो आ सकते थे ना, कोई चूड़ियां तो नहीं पहनी हुई थी ना, बाकी 18,000 भी आ सकते थे करबला में मौला की जमाने के वली के ऊपर जान कुर्बान करने के लिए, मगर ताहूत के सामने खामोश है, या हिमायत कर रहे हैं या साकित है, और दोनों के दोनों गुनाह कबीरा हैं, दोनों बातें गुनाह कबीरा हैं, और क़यामत तक हम लानत भेजते रहेंगे, क़यामत तक लानत भेजते रहेंगे कूफे वालों पे जिन्होंने इमाम हुसैन की वलायत के साथ खयानत की। क्योंकि ज़ियारत आशूरा पढ़ते हैं, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह कि हम ज़ियारत आशूरा पढ़ते हैं, सिवाय उन लोगों के जिन्होंने तौबा कर ली, और कितना हार्ड टाइम दिया इसी इन लोगों की सुकूत ने, कितना हार्ड टाइम दिया कि मेरे मौला इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम यको तन्हा रह गए, निदाए इस्तिगासा बुलंद कर रहे हैं, और कहने को तो रसूल के मानने वाले मौजूद है, कहने को दावा करना तो दावा तो उनका यही था, कलमा भी पढ़ रहे हैं, नमाज भी पढ़ रहे हैं, उमर इब्ने साद लानतुल्लाह अलैह नमाज जमात पढ़ा रहा है जोहर की, ठीक है, और हुसैन फर्जंद रसूल निदाए इस्तिगासा बुलंद कर रहा है, मगर कोई मदद के लिए तैयार नहीं है। न फकत ये बल्कि हुसैन इब्न अली का सर ज़बह करके नोके नेज़ा पे बुलंद कर दिया गया। न फकत ये बल्कि हुसैन मजलूम के घराने को करबला से कूफा और कूफे से शाम ले जाया जा रहा है। न फकत ये बल्कि शाम में दरबार यजीद के सामने 3 दिन तक अहले हरम का, अली और फातिमा की बेटियों का ये काफिला 3 दिन तक रोका जा रहा है, चूंकि कसर यजीद को सजावट की जा रही है। कितनी पस्ती तक इंसान पहुंच सकता है, यहां तक कि सहल साइदी कहते हैं कि मैं उस दिन वारिद हुआ, सहल चाहने वाले हैं मौला के, मगर करबला के वक्त कहीं सफर पे गए हुए थे, उनको खबर नहीं हुई वाकई करबला की, और वो जब दमिश्क में दाखिल हुए तो कहते हैं मैंने देखा शहर को सजाया जा रहा है। मैंने बढ़ के सवाल किया कि आज तो कोई ईद का दिन भी नहीं है, मगर बताने वाले ने बताया कि खलीफा यजीद के खिलाफ एक बागी ने क्याम किया था जिसे कत्ल किया गया और उसके घराने को असीर करके आज लाया जा रहा है, जिसकी खुशी में ये शहर सज रहा है। अभी ये गुफ्तगू हो ही रही थी कि मैंने देखा, सहल कहते हैं कि एक काफिला अजीब कैफियत में है कि जो शहर में दाखिल हुआ चाहता है, आगे आगे एक ज़ईफ़ और लागर शख्स है। मेरे बीमार इमाम, पहचाना तो नहीं ना इमाम सज्जाद को, आगे आगे ज़ईफ और लागर शख्स है और पीछे कुछ नेज़ों के ऊपर कुछ सर हैं जो नेज़ों पे बुलंद हैं और साथ ही कुछ बीबियां हैं जो बेमकदा और चादर हैं। आगे बढ़ा सहल ने मौला से पूछा, पहचाना तो नहीं कि आप कौन हैं? एक मतबा मौला ने फरमाया, सहल हमें पहचाने नहीं। सहल तड़प गए, चाहने वाला है ना, तड़प गया, अरे ये तो मुझे नाम से पुकार रहे हैं, यानी मुझे पहचानते भी हैं, तो मैं मफहूम अर्ज कर रहा हूं। सहल ने कहा, आप अपना तारुफ तो कराइए। अब मेरे मौला ने तारुफ कराना शुरू किया, अनब्दो मक्का वल मिना, अनब्दो जमजमा वस सफा, अनब्दो मोहम्मद अल मुस्तफा, अनब्दो अली अल मुर्तजा, अनब्दो फातिमा जहरा। क्या तारुफ कराया मेरे मौला इमाम सज्जाद ने। सहल ने अपने को मौला के कदमों में गिरा दिया, जैसे ही पता चला ये मौला इमाम सज्जाद है, अपने को मौला के कदमों में गिरा दिया, रोना शुरू किया, अरे मौला क्या हुक्म है, मैं क्या कर सकता हूं? कहा, थोड़े कपड़े का बंदोबस्त करो। मौला ने कपड़े का बंदोबस्त करने के लिए क्यों कहा सहल से? सहल कहते हैं मौला का हुक्म मिला, मैंने अपना मामा उतारा, उसको लपेट के मौला की खिदमत में पेश किया, फरमाया किसे देता है जिसके हाथ बंधे हुए। सहल कहता है मैंने मौला से कहा, फरमाइए मौला मैं क्या करूं? कहा, मेरे तौक को उठाना और इस कपड़े को उसके नीचे रख देना। सहल कहते हैं अब जो मौला के तौके खारदार को उठाया तो देखा कि आपकी पुश्ते मुबारक खून आलूद है, पूरी पुश्त पे खून बह रहा है, गिरिया करना शुरू किया।
अला लअनतुल्लाह अला अल-क़ौम अज़-ज़ालिमीन وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بار لها پرچم اسلام کو سر بلند فرما پرچم کفر و شرک و نفاق کو سر نگون فرما انقلاب اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما تمام علماء ربانیین تمام مراجع کرام بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ برقرار رکھ تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما بالخصوص جو مومنین مولا سید الشہداء کی زیارت اربعین پہ گئے ہوئے ہیں ان سب کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما
ہماری اس قلیل عبادت کو قبول فرما، تمام مومنین کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما، بارہ بانی مجلس کی اس عبادت کو قبول فرما، ان کے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، ان کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما، ہمیں اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائیں، ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے۔ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم بجاہ محمد و آلہ الطاہرین یا حسین۔